Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is official. The President of the United States of America still, as the moment that we are recording this, has said nothing about the Americans that were kidnapped in Mexico. And we now have new news that two Americans that were kidnapped in Mexico have died. Their bodies, at this point, we're being told, have not been given back to U.S. authorities. We also are being told that the other two are back in the U.S., one of them seriously injured. The bodies, we're being told, were dumped on Baghdad Beach. That is a beach where cartel members dump bodies that they want the public to find. That is where the Americans were dumped. What has the president said about this? Not a damn word. What was the reward? $12,500 per American. That's how little you're worth. Illegal immigrants get more than that when they come into America in benefits. What has the White House said about this? So far, the only thing the White House has said is what they said yesterday.
Thank you. I wanted to follow up on the issue about the four U.S. citizens kidnapped in Mexico. Has the president been informed? What was his reaction? You can share anything about that.
I can tell you the president is aware and has been informed.
That's it. I can tell you the president is aware and the president is informed. That's all the White House wanted to tell you. They didn't say to the hostage takers, you better not harm them. You better give them back. We're going to unleash holy hell on you if you hurt the Americans. If you've killed them, get ready because we're coming for you. They didn't say that yesterday. No, all they said was,
I can tell you the president is aware and has been informed.
There it is. Now, what actually happened to these individuals? I want you to hear that when the news broke, coming from the Pentagon, coming from the White House, and also coming from Fox News Channel, as they explain more of this story as Americans are murdered in Mexico and the president doesn't say a damn thing.
On the story, this is now an international incident. Shocking news from the White House and the State Department as we get new reaction from them to the four Americans who were kidnapped, two were killed, reportedly found near an area known as Baghdad Beach, where the cartels dump bodies. This is an ugly, horrific situation. The two survivors are now being treated for their injuries at a Texas hospital. The two dead are in Mexico still, and we're working with authorities, the White House says, to return their bodies to the United States. So the backstory is that the Americans were in Mexico for a medical procedure, a tummy tuck, reportedly, for the woman who you see in the back of this pickup truck. So they got lost when they were looking for the clinic and they were trying to find it on GPS when they were caught in the crosshairs of a cartel shootout. There's some discussion that it was a mistaken identity, that the shooters thought they were members of a Haitian drug smuggling group. So they are just the latest victims of the cartel violence that dominates the border with our country. The White House said this in part as their response moments ago.
Cartels kill Americans on this side of the border with drugs, and now they're killing Americans on the other side of the border with guns. Why is President Biden so comfortable with cartels operating so close to the U.S.?
Because of the work that this president has done, because of what we've done specifically on fentanyl at the border, it's at historic lows.
This is how sick and perverted the White House is. Americans are being tortured, killed, murdered, butchered, raped. The list goes on and on. Kidnapped. And she says the president has done work at the border and, quote, because of the work he's done at the border, we have record low problems and because of the fentanyl that we've stopped. Now, to be clear, more fentanyl is coming across the border than at any other time in history of this country. The number one killer of young people in this country this year, young adults, will be fentanyl more than anything else. And they say that you should be thanking them for what all they've done, the president's leadership of the border, which is, again, a total lie. Now, if we had an honest media, the White House room there would have completely erupted. Okay? They would have lost their minds, as they should have. They would have lost their minds. They would have gone crazy, and they would have said, with all due respect, this is not true. You're lying. Fentanyl, you guys do not have control of the border. It's clear the cartels are running the show. You guys are not fighting back. You're not protecting. You're not stopping. You're doing none of the things that you're claiming that you are doing right now. You are a liar. That's what they should have said. But of course, the media is no different than the United States government. They are propagandists for the United States government. And that is exactly why they sit there and just go, okay, we'll continue to push your lies and your propaganda. All right, before I get into that, I want to talk to you real quick about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are now offering a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks, the same network and towers you're using right now. The difference is not only do you get the same great quality that you're used to, but they actually are a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. So this year, resolve to stop spending your money with companies that don't align with your values. In fact, actually fight against what you believe in. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll be supporting First and Second Amendment groups, the rights of unborn children, and even helping with adoptions. It is easy to switch. Call them right now or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Now, even more of the backstory here on what actually happened and just how dangerous it is for Americans coming across the border into Mexico and how deadly it is down there. Take a listen to this report.
Hey, Martha. You know, the two survivors, as you mentioned, are back in Brownsville. The deceased friends are still in Mexico at the crime scene as they develop the situation there. They'll eventually be brought here and then back to South Carolina. So it was at 10 o'clock this morning when Mexican officials confirmed that police had found Lativia McGee and Eric Williams with a wound in his leg in a small house outside Matamoros, rural area. However, Zindel Brown and Shahid Woodward were found dead in a field nearby. And that's the area that you're seeing there. A U.S. ambulance brought the two survivors to a medical center here in the U.S. Now, Mexican President Manuel Lopez Obrador says one suspect is in custody, a local guy, 20 years old or so, and they're looking for others. The White House has condemned the attack.
Attacks on U.S. citizens are unacceptable, no matter where or under what circumstances they happen.
Now, on Capitol Hill, some lawmakers want the U.S. military to get actively involved in dismantling the cartels, with or without Mexico's permission. Attorney General Merrick Garland spoke today but did not address that issue.
They're going to seep across into the United States as well if we're not careful. I recommend we take the fight to the cartel and use extreme prejudice, because they're killing Americans.
The cartels are responsible for the deaths of Americans. And we are fighting as hard as possible. The DEA and the FBI are doing everything possible to dismantle and disrupt and ultimately prosecute the leaders of the cartels and the entire networks that they depend on.
Let's just be clear. That's a lie. When you heard right there the Justice Department and the Attorney General saying we're doing everything we can. No, you're not. We have a wide open border, and these people are making billions of dollars a year off of human trafficking alone, being mules. We know this. The cartels are making record profits because you have an open border, which is allowing for the fentanyl to come across the border. Again, another example of the total lies by this administration. when they sit there and they tell you that they're doing everything they can, they know they're not doing everything they can. And they know that that's a lie, and they know it from the data. More illegal immigrants have come across the border under Joe Biden's presidency than any other president in history per year. That's a fact. More fentanyl is coming across the border, more than enough to kill every single American, like three or four times over than at any other time in American history. That is a fact. He knows it. The number one killer of young people in this country is fentanyl. Let me say it again. The number one killer of young people in this country is fentanyl. He knows it. Everybody involved knows it. They all know it is fentanyl. Every person involved knows it's fentanyl. They're not trying to stop it. They've opened up the borders and they're a part of it. They're a part of the human trafficking. They are part of the fentanyl corruption. They are a part of all of it. And they know it. They know it, folks. Everybody involved knows it. And they sit there with a straight face and they tell you over and over, oh, we've done nothing wrong here. Now, former Attorney General Bill Barr had this to say on Fox News. Take a listen.
The Mexican government is being held hostage by tens of thousands of paramilitary members of terrorist organizations that effectively control Mexico. It's pretty close at this stage to a failed narco state. They can use violence and oceans of cash to corrupt the government. The government has no will, and it doesn't have the ability to deal with the cartels. And they are sitting next door, producing mountains of poisonous drugs and killing over 100,000 Americans a year, which was at the height of World War II, that was our killed in action rate. So we are sustaining the same damage as we would in a major war from these groups operating right beyond our reach.
What's crazy is the fact that the way he just described it, Bill Barr described the situation, he could use the same exact explanation to describe the lack of will from this administration to actually fight back, secure the border, and protect American citizens. I want you to really think about one thing here. In the hours after these Americans were taken hostage, you did not have a president of the United States of America come out and defend those Americans and send a clear message to Mexico publicly and privately. You don't screw with Americans, and if you do, we will unleash holy hell on you. He didn't do that. You want to know why? Because he's not going to stand up for Americans, even if you are being tortured and murdered at the hands of the cartel and you are being taken hostage on video.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It also is amazing to me that it's everyone but Joe Biden that's actually speaking out on behalf of these American citizens that are being held hostage in Mexico. Another example of what I'm talking about here is Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham went on Fox after Bill Barr said what I just played for you. And Lindsey Graham said it's a sad day when the American president will not stand up for American citizens. But in Mexico, this is what they can do to us.
Well, I would follow Bill Barr's advice and get tough on Mexico. It's not just the hostages. Number one, I'd do everything I could to get them back. I'd do what Trump did. I'd put Mexico on notice. If you continue to give safe haven to fentanyl drug dealers, then you're an enemy of the United States. 70 to 100,000 people have died from fentanyl poisoning coming from Mexico and China, and this administration has done nothing about it. So Bill Barr's idea about, I'm going to introduce legislation, Jesse, to make certain Mexican drug cartels, foreign terrorist organizations under U.S. law, and set the stage to use military force if necessary to protect America from being poisoned by things coming out of Mexico. So what would Lindsey Graham do? I would tell Mexican government, if you don't clean up your act, we're going to clean it up for you.
That's what a normal president would do that values your life. And you have to understand, this is, to me, a non-political issue. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. I always root for an American president to be strong on foreign policy and national security issues, especially when it comes to protecting the lives of Americans. I want the president to be strong, not weak. The fact that the White House says the president is aware and has been informed about the four U.S. citizens kidnapped, and that's it. No warning. So far, again, there is nothing. There has not been a single warning from this president of the United States of America about what has happened. And this goes back to Bill Barr. Bill Barr also said, when he was talking about Mexico, that it's clear that not only is Mexico a failed narco state, it's run by the cartels, and the cartels have more influence, more power, more money now to run Mexico than they have in any time in our lifetimes, more than even El Chapo when that was going on. Because they've got fentanyl, and fentanyl is an amazing amount of money they can make in a very short period of time. The human trafficking is wide open. The amount of money that you can get is wide open from doing all of these different things. It's incredible how much cash they have gotten their hands on. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. They are rich, which undermines their government even more because they have so much money to bribe people and kill people and off people and have Baghdad Beach where you're dropping dead bodies on a regular basis. Now they're dropping American dead bodies at Baghdad Beach in Mexico. And the cartels are in control. We now know how much they're in control from the fact that the president won't speak up. And the fact these Mexican gunmen can kidnap four Americans and off two of them, another one's in serious condition, and our White House didn't say a damn thing about it. And the only thing we offered up was $50,000 for all four of them. 50 grand, that's it. We didn't offer up $1 million a person, 5 million. We're the United States government. We send billions and billions and billions to Ukraine. You're telling me we can't have a $20 million reward to get Americans back when you're taken hostage? To kill the people that did this to the Americans, unleash holy hell on them, which goes back to what Bill Barr was saying. In Mexico is a failed narco state, a government being held hostage by the terrorist organizations and the member of parliament that are controlled by the terrorist organization, these cartels, and the United States government's not doing a damn thing to protect our citizens. And if Mexico wants to live in hell, that's fine. But we shouldn't make these people this wealthy or rich by allowing for open borders. Every single time these cartels make money having human trafficking and sending the drugs across, they gain more control over the failed state in Mexico. We're helping them make the money. Joe Biden is the biggest drug dealer, in my opinion, in American history. He's helping them. And I don't believe, by the way, that Joe Biden values my life or your life, even if you voted for him. Clearly, he only values your life at $12,500 and will not even warn the people that have taken you. You better release them safely. What does the White House say again? This is all they've said so far when these people they thought might be alive.
I can tell you the president is aware and has been informed.
There you go. No, hey, Mexico, get your know-what together. Hey, you better not touch him. You better not lay a finger on them. You better not do any of this. Here's a little bit more of what was said by Bill Barr and Ed Fox on Waters World about this.
So here's the reality on the ground. If a Mexican crosses our border, they get free airfare to New York and $500 a night hotel rooms. But if we step foot into Mexico, we get kidnapped. And this all comes on the heels of Biden's visit to Mexico. Remember? Where he claimed he had a strong relationship with the Mexicans. And then a month later, Americans get kidnapped. We're living next door to terrorists. And former Attorney General Bill Barr says it's time to treat the Mexican cartels like terrorists. So what does that look like? Well, let's ask the former Attorney General Bill Barr, who joins us now. So, Attorney General, what does that mean when you say we need to treat the Mexican cartels like terrorists?
Well, they are terrorists. I think there's another hostage, and that's the Mexican government. The Mexican government is being held hostage by tens of thousands of paramilitary members of terrorist organizations that effectively control Mexico. It's pretty close at this stage to a failed narco state. They can use violence and oceans of cash to corrupt the government. The government has no will, and it doesn't have the ability to deal with the cartels. And they are sitting next door, producing mountains of poisonous drugs and killing over 100,000 Americans a year, which was the, at the height of World War II, that was our killed in action rate. So we are sustaining the same damage as we would in a major war.
World War II. I when he said that earlier, and I played that clip for you, I didn't pause there, and I should have, and I apologize for that. We need to really pause and think about what that means. We are sustaining the same number of people that are dying in this country that were dying in World War II. 100,000 young people. That's the same type of deaths that we were having in World War II. And no one seems to be giving a rat's rear end about these people, certainly not the president. You would think the president would care since his son's a drug addict. He doesn't care, right? Because he's exploited his son. He has exploited his son to make money off of his son, knowing that he was a drug addict. So if he got caught, he's like, well, he's an addict. He's got a hard life. He's had a hard time. Everything's just really tough. You don't understand how tough it is. You don't understand how hard it is. You don't understand how bad it is, right? That's what it goes. That's what it comes down to with them. It's really hard. Right? It's really, really, really hard. You need to understand just how hard it is. Imagine 100,000 bodies stacked up in front of the White House. That's how many people have died from fentanyl overdose. Now, do I think that he can stop all of them? I don't, but I think he can stop the large majority of them. What if we just reduced it by 50%, 60%, 70%, the number of fentanyl deaths? Just think about from that perspective. What if we could just do that? Wouldn't that be incredible? Wouldn't that be unbelievable? Wouldn't that be a moment where you'd say, okay, thank you for protecting innocent people's lives? By the way, the U.S. State Department has just come out, and the spokesperson has called for, quote, accountability following the kidnappings. That's a lie. You guys aren't going to have any accountability here. We know that. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price called for accountability in regard to the four Americans who were kidnapped by armed gunmen in Mexico City on Friday. In the Mexico, I should say, border city on Friday. But would not go into details about what that looks like, saying, quote, we want to see accountability for the violence that has been inflicted on these Americans that tragically led to the death of two of them. Price did not rule out designating drug cartels as terrorist organizations. By the way, why is it that we can't do that? What does Mexico have on the president of the United States of America? Serious question. What does he have on us? What does he have, I say, on the Bidens?
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have noticed a trend, and that is every country that President Biden needs to stand up to. He can't do it. Now, is it because he's weak or is it because he's compromised? We know now from what we've just learned recently, and I'm going to get into this in a moment, about the Russian oligarch story. Two different Russian oligarchs, multi-billionaires that have given money directly to the Biden crime family, have still not been sanctioned by the United States government, while a bunch of other Russian oligarchs have been sanctioned. Why is that? You know why. They're protecting the Russian oligarchs that have an incredible amount of blackmail on the Biden crime family. Just look at the former mayor of Moscow's wife, all right? We know that she's one of the two Russian billionaires who managed to dodge, yet again, U.S. sanctions over Moscow's year-old invasion of Ukraine, even the newest sanctions that were updated on Friday. We also know they went property shopping with Hunter Biden. We know for a fact that they dined with the then Vice President Joe Biden and discussed, quote, favors they might swap. That's what new sources have told the New York Post. Now, all this has come to light now. Yelena Batorina, all right, who is the former mayor of Moscow's wife. She is an oligarch worth $1.7 billion. That's what it says on the Forbes list, has still not been sanctioned. We know that her and this other Russian oligarch, they have an empire which includes Russian rocket and radar-making drones. They even admitted last year that they met with Hunter Biden, that they met with him for breakfast at the Ritz-Carlton in Manhattan on March 14, 2012. They've admitted this. We know this. Emails, by the way, and calendar entries from Hunter Biden's former laptop show that they were set to meet again in January of 13 for dinner at DC's Cafe Milano. Then they went to look at commercial real estate developments the next day near Dulles International Airport in Northern Virginia. How much money are these guys making? Well, billions. We know this. And they were able to dodge U.S. sanctions yet again on Friday. The two Russian oligarchs that should be sanctioned have not been sanctioned by our government, and the reason is clear. This is disgusting. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Augusta Precious Metals. They are different because they will even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you just the facts. Now, Augusta Precious Metal is all about protecting your IRA and your 401k. They're great people, a great conservative company. They're great people at a great conservative company. They understand right now that it's crazy with our economy, and it's extremely important, especially if you're close to retirement, to protect your assets because there's no time to make up losses. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, then you should take a look at their free guide, and you should really sign up for something that I've done. It's a web conference where you talk to a top individual about gold IRAs and your 401k. Check them out and get the peace of mind that you're protecting your hard-earned assets when you get really close to retirement. 877-4-GOLD-IRA. 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Or visit them online at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Say I sent you, and they will pay your fees for up to 10 years. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Now, I want to go back to Bill Barr. Bill Barr says the cartels in Mexico are running the country. They're a failed narco state. We have a president that's helping them make money, the cartels, by allowing for an open border, which is allowing billions to flow into their country. And we know now that more than 100,000 Americans, the same number of losses that we're talking about World War II, are piling up in America. And this is the reason why you don't want to compromise president. On China, we can't do anything. On Russia, we can't do anything. Now on Mexico, we can't do anything because all of these countries, they were doing corrupt and shady business deals with the Bidens. We know about Hunter Biden going down to Mexico. We know about the meetings and the shady meetings that he had down there. We know all of this. So what did Bill Barr say about this president?
From these groups operating right beyond our reach. Now, it's one thing not to be unwilling and unable to do it yourself, but the Mexican government also frustrates the United States and is not willing to stand aside and let the United States do what has to be done to deal with these groups.
So
it's an outrage.
So if we have four Americans captured by cartels just a couple miles from Texas, what do we do in a hostage situation like this? And why do you think Joe Biden hasn't done more than he already has?
Well, the United States has been playing this game with Mexico for a long time. Mexico, with the exception of Felipe Calderon, who's actually interested in fighting the cartels, the rest of them are perfectly willing to allow the cartels to kill Americans and do what they do, as long as they don't overthrow the Mexican government. You know, that's the situation we're in. They're just not willing to take them on. And it's impossible to work through the Mexicans, because whenever you give information or try to work on a law enforcement basis with the Mexicans, the information goes right to the cartels. And so...
So you'd have to do something unilaterally in terms of an airstrike, helicopter raids. What are we talking about here?
I think we have to deal with this group like we dealt with ISIS. We have to use every tool. We have to use economic. We have to use intelligence assets, military assets, and law enforcement. And we have to methodically dismantle these groups. And we have to tell the Mexicans they're either coming along with us for the ride or step aside. We're going to do it by ourselves. But it's, I'll tell you what's unacceptable, which seems to be, you know, the word that the Biden administration trots out when one of these outrages occurs. What's unacceptable is the status quo.
That's exactly, though, what we're getting from this president. We are getting the status quo. That's what we're getting. Now, we're also getting word that the American tourists that were killed after being kidnapped in Mexico have now been ID'd as Shahid Woodward and Zendel Brown. The two Americans, we're being told, were kidnapped at gunpoint in Mexico and murdered. They have been identified officially. Woodward and Brown were there with Tay McGee and Eric James Williams in the northeastern border city on Friday, where then they were snatched in broad daylight, all caught on video. McGee and Williams have survived the attack and have since returned home to the U.S. Police said one of the two survivors was injured. We don't know if that is critical or not. What we do know is the foursome, all from South Carolina, decided to cross the border and were in Mexico to accompany McGee to a tummy tuck surgery that was going to take place. That obviously never happened. There's a lot of people, by the way, that go to Mexico to get things done, medical things done, because it costs a lot less. And that, I'm assuming, is what we were dealing with here. Not one time has the president said these people's names so far. I gave you their names before our president did. Not one time when they were captured, before we found out they were dead, the president say, don't screw with them. Not one time, not one single time did the president of the United States of America come out and directly speak to Mexico and to the cartels, who would have seen the video and said, don't screw with us. Here's the other question, too. When is the president going to address the country on this? When are we going to get, you know, like a real briefing on travel warnings to Mexico, maybe? Anybody want to talk about that? Like, is that going to come out? Because, you know, the only thing I've heard so far was at Fox News when they were talking about Mexico's president.
Mexican President López Obrador says the Americans came to Matamoros to buy medicine when the confrontation occurred. Today, the State Department offered this.
We're standing ready to provide all appropriate consular assistance. We do also remind Americans about the existing travel guidance when it comes to this particular part of Mexico. The travel advisory for Tamaulipas State remains at level 4. Do not travel. We encourage Americans to heed that advice.
So Tamaulipas is one of six Mexican states already on the State Department's do not travel list as three rival cartels, the Gulf, the Zetas, and the New Jalisco Generation, battle over human and drug smuggling routes. Seven other states the U.S. says Americans should think twice about visiting. So the incident comes at a critical time as spring break approaches. Of 32 Mexican states, only two are considered safe.
Only 32 are considered safe. You would think that the media would lead with that. Like, hey, basically the entire country of Mexico is not safe. Don't go to Mexico right now. It's not safe. The cartels are out of control. It's not safe. You would think the president would come out and say, hey, I'm telling all Americans, because you want to get something done in Mexico, then you crush Mexico's tourism. And if you do, then there's many, many, many Mexican men and women, businessmen, that have a lot of money tied up in tourism down there. And if you want to screw with them, you tell Americans, don't travel there, you're not safe. And watch how fast they start to get this problem back under control. But right now, we have a president that won't even say defend Americans as they're being held hostage. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. We will keep you updated on this. Please write us a 5-star review, and we will see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.